You're listening to SBS News.
A rainy Sunday marked the second anniversary of an unprecedented COVID-19 lockdown in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, where the virus was first detected. The 23rd of January, 2020, was the day that Chinese state media announced the city would be shutting down outbound flights and trains in an attempt to halt the spread of a new virus that had killed 17 people and caused hundreds of others to fall ill. That day, the World Health Organization said the viral illness was not yet a global health emergency, but it may yet become one. 2 years on, millions have died and hundreds of millions have been infected. The global economy suffered and was at near collapse as streets emptied, businesses were forced to close, and hospitals filled up. Where the world will be 2 years from now, no one really knows. But the virus is continuing to spread faster than ever before. India reported 333,000 new COVID-19 infections over the past 24 hours, with 525 dead, according to the figures released by the government. The country's total death toll due to COVID-19 now stands at nearly 490,000. Senior physician at Bowring and Lady Curzon Hospital, Dr. Jai Shah, believes India is going through its third and hopefully final wave.
This third wave might persist till the first week or second week of February, and I think that must be the end of the pandemic. By March or April, we will completely have end of the pandemic and this virus will become endemic.
World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says no country is out of danger yet.
Omicron continues to sweep the world. Last week, there were more than 18 million reported cases. The number of deaths remains stable for the moment, but we're concerned about the impact Omicron is having on already exhausted health workers and overburdened health systems. In some countries, cases seem to have peaked, which gives hope that the worst of this latest wave is done with, but no country is out of the woods yet.
With restrictions, vaccine passports, lockdowns that come and go, and new variants, the world's people are sick and tired of this pandemic. Over the weekend, thousands of people gathered in European capitals to protest against health passports, compulsory vaccinations, and other requirements governments have imposed in hopes of ending the pandemic. Demonstrations took place in Athens, Helsinki, London, Paris, Berlin, and Stockholm. Marches in Paris drew hundreds of demonstrators protesting the introduction of a new COVID-19 pass coming into effect today. It will severely restrict the lives of those who refuse to get vaccinated by banning them from domestic flights, sports events, bars, cinemas, and other leisure venues. In Brussels, thousands from all over Europe participated in a protest that turned violent. Skinny took part in the protest. He says people have had enough.
Today it's an international manifestation, so there are coming people from Holland, from Germany, from France, from Italy, from Poland. There are 15 buses here, only from Poland. There were 1,500 people here today. So, says enough, eh? Everybody around Europe is sick of the measures that the government takes against us. They're taking away our rights and freedom.
Hundreds of protesters gathered in the Spanish city of Barcelona to rally against restrictions adopted by both national and regional authorities to curb the Omicron-fueled surge in COVID-19 cases. Participants included people who reject vaccines and those who deny the existence or gravity of the virus. The United States did not escape the protest wave circling the globe. In Washington, D.C., thousands attended a Defeat the Mandates rally to protest the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine and mask policies. Dr. Pierre Corey is an anti-mandate activist. He tells the crowd outside the Lincoln Memorial that the U.S. strategy is failing.
We are in a war of information. That's why we need you. We have to get this critical information out to save people. People are dying. They are killing us with censorship and propaganda. They are manipulating the minds of millions. Most of the healthcare system, many of my fellow physicians, are completely brainwashed into believing that there is no treatment. They tell us to vaccinate ourselves endlessly and boost ourselves, even though that single strategy has failed, is failing, and will continue to fail. It must stop.
COVID-19 has killed more than 860,000 people in the United States in the two-year-long pandemic and has weighed heavily on the economy. On the 13th of January, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccination or testing mandate for large businesses. The conservative justices deemed the policy an improper imposition on the lives and health of many Americans. However, they endorsed a separate federal vaccine requirement for healthcare facilities. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.